Section 5. Preparing to ride. The four preps. Introduction. Being prepared to ride before you start the engine increases safety and fun. This includes being strong enough to hold the motorcycle upright and having the fitness and coordination to properly manipulate the controls. Preparation includes making sure that 1. You fit the motorcycle. 2. You inspect the motorcycle. 3. You use proper protective riding gear. 4. You have a good mental attitude with safety as your priority. Motorcycle fit. Your motorcycle should be one you can handle well. Two primary features to consider are seat height and overall motorcycle size. The seat should be low enough so you can reach the ground and support the motorcycle. Overall motorcycle size generally refers to engine size, which is measured in cubic centimeters, cc's, or in cubic inches. Motorcycles with larger engines are generally heavier and more powerful than those with smaller engines. Pick a size that is right for your strength and skill level so you can handle it well. You may be able to adjust the controls or replace the seat to fit you better. Motorcycle inspection and maintenance. A pre-ride inspection helps keep your ride safe and trouble-free. It helps ensure your motorcycle will run properly and prevent you from being stuck on the side of the road. It can also save you money. The best source of information is the motorcycle owner's manual. A pre-ride inspection should be as routine as brushing your teeth. It is easy to check important parts. A good method is called TCLOCSSM. Here is a TCLOCS inspection list. Each item should be checked before every ride. T. Tires and wheels. Air pressure. Tread. Cracked sidewalls, dented wheels, loose spokes. C. Controls. Levers and pedals. Cables. Hoses. Throttle. L. Lights and mirrors. Headlight. Taillights and brake lights. Turn signals. Switches. Mirrors. O. Oil and other fluids. Levels. Leaks. C. Chassis. Suspension. Chain, belt, or drive shaft. S. Stands. Side stand, kickstand. Center stand. A pre-ride inspection only takes a few minutes. It helps you find problems before they become serious. You can download a more detailed TCLOCS reference page at https://msf-usa.org/download/t-clocks_inspection_checklist.pdf. Routine maintenance goes beyond a pre-ride inspection. Wear and tear is normal over time, and routine maintenance helps prevent the need for more costly corrective maintenance. The schedule for regular upkeep is provided in the motorcycle owner's manual. Personal protective gear. Many activities and sports require protective gear. Riding a motorcycle does, too. Even a low-speed fall can leave you scraped, bruised, or worse. Crashing at higher speeds and hitting the ground or another vehicle can be disastrous. Riding is more enjoyable when proper gear is used, and it can make a huge difference in a crash. Quality riding gear helps keep you comfortable and focused, helps keep your body protected, and may help you be much more visible in traffic. You want to be seen by car drivers. Your helmet and jacket should be brightly colored and have reflective material, especially if you ride at night. Consider clothing with body armor, rigid inserts that help protect your spine, elbows, knees, and other areas. The right gear helps in all riding conditions. In the event of a crash, it may reduce or prevent injuries. You should dress for a crash as well as for the ride. Every rider and passenger should wear a quality helmet built for riding a motorcycle. Added should be proper eye protection, sturdy over-the-ankle footwear with non-slip soles, long pants that will hold up in a slide, a good jacket, and full-fingered gloves. This is often referred to as ATGATT. All the gear, all the time. Head and brain protection. A helmet helps protect the head and brain from injury. The critical importance of a helmet has been confirmed by laboratory tests and decades of crash studies. Some myths about helmets. They cause neck injury, block vision, or impair hearing. The truth is helmets have been shown to reduce neck injuries because the helmet absorbs the initial impact, causing the neck to receive less force. Under the U.S. Department of Transportation standards, helmets are required to allow at least 105 degrees of peripheral vision to each side. Helmets do not impair hearing because they reduce wind and engine noise without affecting the ability to hear traffic. A head injury is the primary cause of death for riders. Even the best helmet is no guarantee against injury, but proper helmet use has been shown to reduce the risk of brain injury by 67% and the risk of death by 37%, U.S. Department of Transportation. Helmet basics. There are four basic parts of a helmet. 1. Outer shell. Keeps objects from reaching the head and absorbs impact. If a helmet has an impact, it should be inspected and replaced as necessary. Damage may not be visible. 2. Impact absorbing liner. Made of material that absorbs shock. It works with the outer shell to spread impact forces throughout the helmet. If more energy is deflected or absorbed, there is less force applied to the head and brain. 3. Comfort padding. The soft foam and cloth layer next to your head. It helps with comfort and fit and can often be removed for cleaning. 4. Retention system. Fastens the helmet on your head. It is commonly a chin strap with D-rings. If a helmet is not secured well, it may come off during a crash, and its protection is lost. These parts work together to provide comfort and protection. Choosing a helmet. While color, design, and price will be a part of the decision about your helmet, protection should be considered first. A full-face helmet gives the most protection since it covers all of the head, face, and chin. These have a flip-up face shield to protect the eyes, and some have a modular design in which the front portion of the helmet flips up. A full-face helmet also provides better protection from flying objects. A three-quarter or open-face helmet is made with the same basic parts, but it does not offer the same level of protection for your face and chin. If you wear an open-face helmet, you should use a snap-on face shield or goggles. It is important to use a well-made helmet. Look for a U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, designation, which is usually a sticker on the back of the helmet. This means that the manufacturer represents that they made the helmet to meet safety test standards required by federal law for helmets sold in the U.S. Some helmets may also meet other standards, such as those from the Economic Community of Europe, ECE, or Snell Memorial Foundation. Beware of helmets with fake DOT compliance stickers. If in doubt, look for the label inside the helmet under the comfort liner. The helmet should fit snugly and not have any irritating pressure points. A well-fitting helmet will not rotate around your head if you move it from side to side and forward and back. With the retention system securely fastened, you should not be able to roll the helmet off your head. Helmets vary in price, color, and design. Choose a bright helmet and add reflective material, especially if you ride at night. Helmet care. Be sure to follow helmet care instructions that come with a helmet. Don't use any harsh chemicals for cleaning. Instead of scraping off dried bugs, leave a damp towel on the helmet for a few minutes, then wipe it off. Helmet components, especially the liner, can wear out due to normal use and humidity. Wash removable pads as needed and use products to eliminate bacteria and mildew. When replaceable parts are needed, use those available from the helmet manufacturer. When you put the helmet down, put it bottom side down. Don't balance the helmet on your bike and risk having it fall. If you drop a helmet, check the shell and visor for damage. Modifying a helmet can make it unsafe. Do not drill holes, modify the retention system, paint it, or attach items to the exterior. Check with the manufacturer about installing communication devices. And if your helmet has an impact while you are wearing it, it probably needs to be replaced. A helmet will not last forever and should eventually be replaced. Eye and face protection. Any rider who has been hit by a stone or insect while riding can tell you about the value of eye and face protection. Glasses or sunglasses may not seal out wind and dust. A motorcycle windscreen can allow wind and debris behind it. There is no substitute for an impact-resistant face shield or goggles to protect your eyes. Face shields. Face shields come in a variety of designs. Those that flip up should be down while you ride. It should be impact resistant and free of scratches. A tinted shield is for daytime use only. A clear shield should be used for night, low light, and limited visibility conditions. Goggles. Goggles offer good eye protection, but they do not protect you from possible injuries to other areas of the face. Goggles are worn over the helmet and should be securely fastened. Goggles should not be scratched or dirty. They should not be tinted if used at night, in low light, or in limited visibility conditions. Body protection. Body protection consists of clothing to keep you safe and comfortable. It helps you if you fall and during all kinds of weather conditions. If you are serious about being safe, you should be serious about choosing good body protection. Footwear. Sturdy, over-the-ankle boots help protect you from many riding hazards, such as stones and hot engine parts. Rubber-soled boots with low heels provide a good grip on the pavement and help keep your feet on the footrests. In a fall, boots help provide protection against foot and ankle injuries. Gloves. Full-fingered motorcycle gloves that fit well protect hands from the wind, sun, heat, and cold. They improve your grip and help protect your hands if you fall. Gloves also protect from flying debris. Motorcycle gloves have seams on the outside for comfort and are curved to provide a natural fit. Some designs have built-in armor for greater protection. If gloves are too bulky, controls may be hard to operate. If gloves are too tight, circulation could be restricted. Heavier, insulated gloves are good for cold weather. Gauntlets that cover the wrist keep cold air from going up sleeves. Jacket, pants, riding suits. Protective clothing helps prevent injury. Clothing made of leather or durable synthetic material designed specifically for motorcycling is best. Motorcycle clothing, whether a separate jacket and pants or an integrated riding suit, is designed to fit while in a riding position. It is cut longer in the sleeves and legs and is fuller across the shoulders. Flaps and fasteners seal out the wind, and there may be zippers for ventilation. Extra padding or armor provides more protection. Avoid wearing flared pants, flowing scarves, or similar items. They can be distracting and get caught in moving parts. Regular jeans will not hold up in a crash, leaving your skin vulnerable to abrasions. Good protective gear can make you more visible. Wear bright colors during the day. A reflective vest can be worn over darker clothing to help you be seen at night. Other protection needs. Rain. Riding in the rain requires a rain suit. You will be more comfortable and alert if you are not wet and chilled. One- and two-piece styles are available. Bright orange or yellow colors are good choices. Be sure to have elastic in the waist, pant legs, and sleeves for a snug and secure fit. The jacket should have a high collar and zip up with wide flaps across the opening. Adding waterproof gloves and boot covers is a good idea. Some motorcycle boots are waterproof. Your rain gear should be large enough to fit over your regular riding gear so you are still protected and stay dry. Cold weather. When riding in cold weather, protect yourself against hypothermia. Hypothermia is a lower than normal body temperature and causes loss of concentration and slower reactions. As an example, on a chilly day, 40 degrees Fahrenheit, a speed of 55 mph has a chilling effect on exposed skin of 25 degrees. It is wise to dress in layers so you can adjust to conditions. Motorcycle overpants and thermal base layer shirts, pants, and jackets can be used to prevent loss of body heat. A windproof outer jacket can help prevent cold air from reaching the skin. Hot weather. When riding in hot weather, protect yourself from dehydration and heat exhaustion. Dehydration occurs when you do not drink enough water. Heat exhaustion is weakness caused by heat. Their symptoms include dry mouth, cramps, dizziness, and headache. Drink plenty of water. Some protective riding gear is vented to help keep you cool. You can also dampen your clothes to fight the heat. If you become too hot to ride, stop. Hearing. While riding, you will be exposed to wind noise and engine noise that may cause hearing damage. Riding at highway speeds and riding for extended distances without using hearing protection can result in hearing loss. Earplugs will reduce damaging wind noise while still allowing you to hear important sounds like cars and sirens. You can choose from many styles. Make sure you follow state laws when using hearing protection. Remember, hearing loss is permanent. Mental attitude. A good mental attitude means safety is your number one priority. It means you are aware of the risks in traffic and ask yourself such things as, am I mentally ready to ride? Am I tired or stressed out? Am I confident my riding skills are sharp? Am I able to focus on safety? Riding well takes full attention. Do not be distracted by thoughts that take away from your focus on making safe decisions. You want to be ready to use good rider character, your choice to be a safe, responsible rider who does the right thing.